Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's nothing says Christmas like maxing out your Christmas cards and buying tons of amazing presents for yourself.
What's wrong with that?
Have you been buying for yourself this year?
I haven't yet. I'm still working on the kids. But I guess whenever I shop for the kids, it's kind of like buying for myself because you're living vicariously through them. It's all the stuff you wish you could have gotten as a kid, so you buy it for them.
Well, about 10% of the people, Americans, say that they'll spend more money buying themselves stuff this Christmas than on anyone else in the family.
Wow.
Now, it's got to be single people, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
If you've got kids, it just seems like it's hard to do that.
I've already been shopping for myself.
Well, Kato,
all my Amazon packages that have come in are for me.
Yeah, you just wrap them and don't even open them, don't you? You know, Christmas morning, you're like, oh, I forgot I bought this for me.
Oh, no.
I know me so well.
I'm glad I got my name.
Yeah. Does it fit me?
Just like last year.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. Well, you know what? How about you, Heidi? You buy stuff for yourself?
I already did.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say anything. Yeah, I bought these little Vertuo coffee pods, you know, like a K-cup.
Oh, okay.
But it's just for a special coffee maker, and I splurged.
You don't know you well, do you?
I feel bad for you. You got to figure it sucks to have Heidi be the one buying your gifts, even if it's you for you.
I know. It's like she's got to re-gift her own gift.
Yes, because I got a Bluetooth speaker. I mean, it's like and
that's
headphones.
That's pretty cool, Kato.
Oh, so you splurged on yourself.
Yeah, well, coffee, I can get it work.
Self, I would like some jewelry this year. I need to go work on that.
Remind me.
Yeah. But you shop for somebody else, you know, and you're happy to do that, and then all of a sudden you do see something. Oh, I need that. I'm more of a need person than a want person at Christmas.
How sad is it to buy yourself a gift and still not do a good job?
That is not funny.
Well, and what they say, too, it's much more easier to buy yourself a Christmas gift when you are online shopping.
Oh, it is. It's easy.
It's just one push away.
Add it to the cart.
It's much more easier.
Yeah. Did you use wrong grammar or something?
Yeah.
What'd I say?
You don't need the word more in that.
What'd I say?
You said much more easier.
Oh, okay. Good grief, man. It's so hard to be around someone that has perfect grammar.
Not perfect, just basic.
Good grammar.
But you messed up this morning. You said something earlier.
I said boughten and laughed at myself as soon as I said it.
But you said it, and I didn't call you out.
That's because you didn't notice.
I know. I thought it was right. But it is much easier to buy yourself a Christmas present when you're shopping online.
I'm not even through shopping for myself.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to say I'm not through yet.
Maybe some last-minute shopping
things I got on my Christmas list.
But you're scrolling through there, and you're already putting stuff on your wish list on Amazon, and then you just happen to scroll down a little bit more from earlier this year. How big is your wish list? I'm just curious. How many things do you have on your Amazon wish list?
I don't even know, man. It just keeps on adding up. There's stuff on there I don't even want anymore because it's from so long back.
I know. I mean, I bet you I can go back 7 years on my Amazon list and still have something I haven't bought.
That's not the problem for me, though. The problem is Amazon starts suggesting these things that look pretty cool.
True. Yeah.
And, like, they suggested something. I don't even remember what it was.
Coffee buds?
No, Kato. It was something good.
It's not coffee buds. She ain't smoking it.
Maybe that's why it's so good.
It's a coffee pod.
Oh, pod.
Coffee pod. Like the Tide pod. Tide pods.
Okay, that explains what happened to Hawk. He ate Tide Pods.
Yeah.
He bought himself.
All right, let's see if I can
find
my list.
They're doing improved Tide Pods.
Let me look at my list. I'll tell you what it was that they recommended that looked so cool.
Does it have the date of the last time?
Yeah, here's what it is. It's this it's a drawing pad, kind of like an iPad or something.
Okay.
But it's 15 and a half inches, and you take a little stylus, and you can draw on that screen, and it's instead of appearing on the computer screen, it appears on the screen right there.
Okay, we don't care about that. What day did you put that on there?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. I thought you were going back to see.
No, I told you the things they recommend now.
Do you have a wish list?
I don't know how to do that.
I don't have one.
I just throw everything in a cart and cash out.
Okay. I don't have one.
It is fun because you can save the things that you don't need for a longer period of time and go back and remember, you know what? And you also go on certain days. I've noticed with Amazon, you got to catch them at the right time because that price will drop down like 35%.
Whoa.
Jump on it then because it'll go up the next day. That's what I don't like about Amazon.
Wow.
When I'm buying me a present. Yeah. So then that's your problem, Heidi. You need an Amazon wish list.
No, me doesn't even buy me good gifts.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what's on that wish list? Coffee filters.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy.
Okay.
All right. I'm looking through my list to see if I have anything interesting or not.
We don't care about your list. I'm just curious about the last, like the very first thing you've got on there.
Well, here's something that was added January 20th of 2015.
Oh, okay. That was a few years back. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.